Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new day, and I'm feeling. Good morning and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows. I am excited to be with you today on Wednesday, hump day. It's a good day and I'm feeling good. How about you? Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by none other than Harvest Girls International Incorporated. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey, no matter what that journey may be. And we empower young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. I am so excited to be with you today. Haven't been with you in a while. It's been a long time. Keep saying we're going to do more of these, and we are. But you know what? With everything that's going on with Harvest Girls, I'm so excited. Want to give a shout-out to the 90-Day Empowerment Journey. That is our venture, Harvest Girls International, with Weight Watchers. We joined forces with them, and we have another week to go, and we will be done with our 90-day empowerment journey. And totally, we have lost together, all the women that are on the journey, over 131 pounds. How awesome is that? I am so excited. Personally, I am down 17, but I'm up in my spirit. I'm empowered. I'm ready to go. I just want to share a few things with you today. Wanted to talk to you today about taking time before time takes you. Also want to give a shout out to my Atlanta chapter. Helen Chambers, the director of WOW Atlanta, is up and running strong, taking Atlanta by storm. As a matter of fact, Helen is going to join us just a little bit later in this segment, but I just wanted to let you know that Harvest Girls International is on the move. We have a Dallas chapter ready to roll out the end of May, and we have the Bay chapter in San Francisco ready to roll out at the end of the summer. So we are about to go international. And I am just excited about it. But today we want to talk about taking time before time takes you. You know, I just want to give you just a little bit. I don't want to keep you all day. We're going to do about a 15-minute empowerment show today. And I just want to give you something to take with you today to encourage you, to empower you, to make your day stronger and better. You know, we talk about time all the time that we think that we have, and in reality, you know what? We don't have much time at all. You know, time is a space of purpose in our life that yields us destiny. That's what time is all about. And it is what we do with that space of time that will dictate our successes, failures, choices, and our transitions. Now, the ultimate transition is what we will do with the inner resources that God has gifted us with, until we make our final transition into our resting place. And so we want to do the most with the time that we have, because we have to realize that tomorrow is definitely not promised. I want to talk a little bit today about life, L-I-F-E, living in faith every day. Living in faith every day. That's what it's all about. Trusting God with your life and using it for purpose. take the time. We want to talk about that first. Take the time. I want you to get your pens and your paper out so you can be ready to take a few notes here today, hoping this will encourage you and empower you and strengthen you in your purpose and in your journey in life. Take the time. Take the time, number one, to study you. Study who you are. Get to know yourself. Care for you. Care more about you. You know, we as women, sometimes our choices are more about others. We're such caregivers sometimes that we care more about others and their health and what they're doing and how they're making it, and we forget about ourselves. First and foremost, we have to take time to care about us, who we are, what our choices are, our health, our finances, our family. We have to make those choices wisely, because look at it this way. If I don't take care of me, then I can't take care of you. I can't take care of my family. I can't take care of the destiny that God has purposed in my heart if I don't take care of myself. Second, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. When preparation meets opportunity, it is due season. That means it's your time. Take the time to prepare yourself. So many times we let opportunities slip through our hands because we're not prepared. Make sure you prepare yourself so that you can, when those opportunities come, you can be ready to take hold of them. Number three, take the time to keep it real. Keep it real with yourself. How do you keep it real with yourself? Well, you need to take time to look in the mirror sometime and judge yourself. Judge yourself, judge your choices, make changes. Sometimes in those changes you have to adapt, then you have to adjust, and then you repeat. You adapt, you adjust, and then you repeat. There is a study that has been done. It says that it takes 45 days for change to occur inside of a person, inside of their mind, inside of their spirits. And many times we feel like we're in a struggle, but really the victory's already been won. We just have to adapt and adjust and then keep repeating until it manifests on the outside. It's already on the inside. So you want to keep it real with yourself. Take the time to keep it real with yourself. Judge yourself, make changes, then adapt, adjust, and repeat. Number three, take the time to celebrate the journey. I always say this, celebrate your life no matter what your journey has been. You know, your journey is full of valuable lessons, not only for you but for those that whose lives you will touch. So celebrate that journey. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from the past. Start new today. Forgive yourself. Remember, yesterday died last night, and tomorrow is not promised. So celebrate the journey of your life today. I was encouraging a young lady last week. She was telling me about her past and all the things that had happened in her past and how it was affecting her life. And I told her to change the way that she was thinking about who she really was and take those lessons and use them to empower herself and empower others. And she was searching for a job, and she didn't have a job. But then I found out now she has a job, because not only did her mindset change, but her attitude changed about her. And when she went in for those interviews, she went in empowered and strong and believing that her life lessons has cost her to be the greatest person that she could be. So that's what I say to you. Celebrate the journey of your life. And then on the other end, before time takes you, I want you to forgive and live. Before you leave this earth, starting today, forgive and live. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and then start to live. Let it go. Change your life and let God change your heart. You've got to forgive and live and let it go. Today is a new day, a new life, a new way, and you should be living it to your fullest. Number two, open your prayer life. Open up your communication with God and watch God move in your life. Before time takes you, start to pray more. Start today. Challenge yourself to be better, do better, and challenge yourself before time takes you to touch other lives and to change other lives while also changing yourself. Before time takes you, follow your dreams. There is a dream inside of you that only God has given you. Follow that dream before time takes you. before time takes you. Also, don't be afraid. Fear destroys your destiny and paralyzes your prosperity and devastates your dreams. Before time takes you, get rid of fear. Do not be afraid. Before time takes you, give something of yourself to others so that they may live. Your life can speak life into someone else's. It's like spiritual resuscitation. When someone's laying there and the breath of life is leaving them, the only way to revive them is to give them mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And when you blow your breath into their body, it brings life to them. That's what we have to do in our daily living. When we see people where life has knocked the air out of them, we have to speak life with our life into them, hoping that that will resuscitate them and bring them back to life. These are some of the things that I just want to encourage you, that before time takes you, these are some of the things that you need to do to take time before time takes you. And in all of that saying, use the tools God has given you to promote the gift that is within you. And that is my message for you today, and I hope that that has blessed your life. But before we go today, I want to bring someone on the line whom I'm excited to introduce you to. You're going to be hearing a little bit of, from her on Blog Talk Radio as time goes on. I'm so excited to introduce to you the executive director of the WOW chapter, Women of Worth, Atlanta, Division of Harvest Girls International. I want to introduce Blog Talk Radio, Transformation Begins With You Radio, to Ms. Helen Chambers. Hello, Helen. How are you today?
Wow, Chris. I'm excited and I am great. After listening to what you gave us, I am much better.
Great. That is so wonderful. Helen, I know that you have been following your dream through Harvest Girls International for a while, and you started out serving. You started out serving, saying, what can I do to help? You started out serving Harvest Girls International. You started out just doing all that you could do, being my right-hand assistant and serving. And then God did something wonderful for you. Would you just tell the audience about what did you do, what did you take time to do before time takes you?
Chris, thank you so much for asking me that question. One of the things that I did was accepted the challenge that you gave me to become a part of Harvest Girls International. When you called me and asked me would I work with you, I was excited, kind of put my dreams to the side because we were actually working on the same purpose. And a lot of times I tell women that a lot of times we want to man the troops, we want to be in charge of something, and we actually have not been to boot camp. So I'm excited that you allowed me to go to your boot camp. And the things that I learned by serving and serving the organization and serving others has allowed me now to be able to be the executive director of Women of Worth, affectionately known as WOW Atlanta. It has allowed me to know the things that I need to do to operate an organization with integrity.
Well, Helen, I'm excited for you because I want the listeners to know WOW Atlanta is the new Women's Empowerment Organization, Division of Harvest Girls International. WOW stands for Women of Worth. Helen is located in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, Atlanta, Georgia. And Helen, just tell us a little bit about the organization. Tell us what you're going to be doing this upcoming weekend, and just tell us your dreams for this organization as well.
Yes, thank you, Chris. What we're doing with WOW Atlanta is actually developed on seven principles of a woman, the WOW factor. We have the seven principles are women of wealth. That's, you know, we're dealing with our finances. We're talking about women of wisdom. We're looking at how we're intellectual. We're talking about women of wellness. We are wanting to always be healthy, taking care of ourselves. We're looking at women of worship because we do need to worship, just like you said, you know, about your prayer life. We're looking at women of wonder. That's our dreams. That's what we're talking about, empowerment to dream. Dream the impossible dream. We're looking at just being the total woman of worth. We're also looking at being a woman of warfare, because sometimes we're women veterans, and sometimes we just have to be women of warfare praying for each other. So that's actually how Women of Worth is going to be presenting their programs and how it was actually developed, because we believe that no matter how diverse we may be, women have a common ground just from being female, from being mothers, businesswomen, to being good wives and sisters, or being just good friends. And we have a flow that kind of unifies us together, and we say, wow, how awesome to know that together we can not only be empowered, but we can actually empower each other. We're looking at helping women determine their goals and develop a plan through empowerment to dream, empowerment to walk into their destiny, to excel in adversity, to serve the community and change lives, and also celebrate the journey of life.
Well, Helen, it sounds like that vision is in your spirit. I could feel that just flowing out of your spirit. And that's how you recognize when someone has a dream that God has given them, a dream that God has placed in their spirit, because you can just flow that out of you. And it is so awesome to hear you share that dream and to make a reality. We had no idea when we started this. We said we wanted a chapter in Atlanta. We had no idea you would be in Atlanta to start that chapter, as well as we have one starting in Dallas and then in San Francisco and Hawaii. And so we're going all over the world. When we named it international, it was only a dream, and now the dream is definitely becoming a reality. Please tell us what is going on in Atlanta this weekend for WOW Atlanta.
This weekend, April the 9th, Saturday, April the 9th, from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the Smyrna Public Library, 100 Village Green Circle in Smyrna, Georgia, we are having an empowerment workshop called How to Become a Virtual Diva. It is so befitting because as women, and we're embracing all of those seven principles, we've got to learn how to get on the new technology highway. A lot of times we have fears of how am I going to do my emails? How am I going to present this constant contact? Do I need a domain name? We're just really fearful of the technology highway, and that's what we're going to embrace. This weekend, we're going to embrace on how to get a domain name. How do I make sure my website is up? Because your clients and your customers really expect you now to have a website. They don't want to just have a brochure. They don't want to just have a business card. They want to look at your website and see what you're doing and what your past events were. What do you have coming up? They want to be able to see your mission and your vision. They want to see your photos. So we're going to be looking at that. We will be looking at also, like I said, do you need a domain name? Do you need your constant contacts? All of those type of things we're going to be looking at. Some of the things are going to be the basics. Do I need, how many emails do I need? So if you're one of those persons that are technically challenged, one of the women that are technically challenged with the Internet and how do I do online marketing, then you really want to be there, because our speaker, which is Pamela Adams, she's called the Digital Diva, she's going to be there Saturday, and she's going to give us all the pointers and all the basics that we need to get started on online marketing and how to conquer the technology highway. She's been in the business for a while. She has her own business. And so one of the things that we're looking at, people say, well, who should be there? If you're a solopreneur, you should be there, an entrepreneur. If you're developing a nonprofit organization or you already have one, you should actually be there. If you need a website, you should be there. Or if you just really, really need to know, I want some personal development, I want to get started, I don't want to always ask my children, how do I do this, then you're one of the ones that need to be there. This event is absolutely free. We have 10 spots that are left for women. So women, if you're in the near Atlanta area, near Smyrna, Georgia, you want to make sure that you get there to the Smyrna Public Library, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock this Saturday. We look forward to seeing you there.
Helen, can you give us an email address or a phone number that they can call in the Atlanta area if they would choose to contact you?
Yes, you can go to my email address, which is harvestgirls.atlanta@yahoo.com. Once again, that's harvestgirls.atlanta@yahoo.com. You can also give me a call at 678-941-9691. That's 678-941-9691. And then also we want you to go to our website, which is www.harvestgirls.webs.com, and make sure you click on the Wow Atlanta tab. Once again, that's www.harvestgirls.webs.com, and be sure and click on Wow Atlanta, and you will see the complete information there.
And also, ladies, you can also just Google, if you go to Google search, you can just Google Harvest Girls International, and it will bring up the connection to our website as well. Listen, this has been an awesome show. I cannot wait until I get to report to you after the 90-day empowerment journey. We're going to have some of the women on the radio show to talk about their journey and to talk about how it changed their lives, what they learned from the journey. I can't wait. We're going to do that in the next couple of weeks. We're going to get Helen back. But right now we got to go. We know that you guys probably are on your lunch, or we just don't want to hold you all day. Just want to empower you and let you go and make you a free bird to go fly and use those wings that you just got and take off and soar to higher heights and deeper depth. I'm excited for you today. I am Chris Meadows, your host. I am founder, CEO of Harvest Girls International. I want to bless you today with this. God loves you, so do we. We wish you the best. We wish you health and that you may prosper. And until we meet again, may God bless you real good. And I love you as my sister. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.